This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 46 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are here to talk about another Western. Wouldn't you know it? The month of March continues. We're continuing on watching these old, well, not old Westerns, but they're all set in the old time West. And today's movie is going to be a Quentin Tarantino movie voted on by you guys, the audience, Django Unchained. Alex, first time watch for you.
Yes. I never seen this movie before. Yeah. So this is
a totally mega first time watch. Yep. So we're going to go over that. But before we do that, if you are watching on YouTube, please go ahead, like us, give us a like, give us a comment, give us your score for Django Unchained. What do you think about this movie? I know it's very popular, but what is your score? How would you score it? Also, if you are listening on the go, Apple Podcasts or maybe Spotify, we're now on Spotify. If you have that, go ahead and use that. Anywhere else, Stitcher, make sure you give us a subscribe, download us, give us a comment, a like, share, all that good stuff. We would much, much appreciate it. All right. So before we start, let's give you our criteria. Then we're going to go over the box office numbers. I'm going to guess what it made. And then Alex is going to guess how this did on Rotten Tomatoes. So our criteria, of course, as always, lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall score. And then we add up all those numbers and we give you a total points. So, all right, Alex. The box office. I know this was successful. I remember. I think it's one of Tarantino's better financial movies. I do know he's never had a movie make $200 million. I'm pretty sure that's it's a fact. But I think this one had to make close to, if not $100 million. I'm going to say Django Unchained made 105. I think that's a good guess. I'm gonna say $105 million US.
All right, so here you go, guys. Box office numbers for the Django, because D is silent. Yep. Unchained from 2010? This came out 2010. Yep. Here we go. Is Nate right? Let's find out. Domestically, that's the new 300 character. Domestic was $162,805,434. International, $262,562,804. Worldwide, $425,368,238 on a budget of $100 million.
Holy crap. I lose. So I was off by about $60 million US, but man, I did not think that this made that kind of money. Then again, thinking about it, I should have, because of all of Tarantino's movies, this is one of the most accessible, in my opinion. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like a kind of traditional movie, if that makes any sense. But all right, well, you know what? I was way off, but let's see if you're going to be way off, because you are going to go ahead and guess what the Rotten Tomato scores are for this movie. Not that they matter, because you know what? Our scores matter. But critics, audience, how do you think this
did? Well, from looking at these numbers, I'm going to do the Nate. Looking at these numbers,
nice.
It might be, well, the audience loved this. So I'm going to give the audience right now, I'm going to give it a flat 90-90.
Okay.
90. With the critics. Critics. I say the critics is at a 80. I think I feel the 80. It's Quentin Tarantino. So I don't think they go into the 90 bracket on this one. I'm going to give it an 86. Final.
Okay. So this is very good. You did very well. Better than me this time. You were one off.
No.
On both of them. So.
Really?
Critic score, 87%. So you're only one off.
You got it.
Audience score, 91%.
You gotta be freaking.
I thought you were gonna get them both for a second there. I was like, oh shoot, he's gonna get it right on. Yeah, 87 and 91. So you were you use the box office to deduce.
To deduce. think.
I like that. You did a Sherlock Al on
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, that was very.
This made a lot of money. Seems like everyone likes it. Let's give it some high scores. Yeah. And you were right on. So this was well received by the critics, as are pretty much every Tarantino movie. Let's just be honest. And well liked by fans. This was one of the most voted for when we ran the poll. Django was like, I think it got the most votes on, you know, overall. So, all right. Now, I'm very interested to get your take because this is a first time watch for you. This is not a first time watch for me. I saw this at the theater twice, and then I think I've seen it once at home. So this was like my fourth time watching it, but I have no complaints. So lead character played by one Mr. Jamie Foxx. Please take it away.
Okay. So this is where I wanted to ask you this. Okay.
Yeah.
How about Christoph Waltz? Isn't he a lead character too? Because he's in almost all the whole movie too, right?
He's a co maybe, but the movie's called Django Unchained.
Okay. No. I just want to make sure because he was, okay.
Yeah, but Christoph is like his Robin to his Batman.
Okay.
If you will.
All right. So yeah, look, with that said, Jamie Foxx is very believable. He was really good from a slave owner. He picked up. I love the tooth on top of the wagon. Yeah. I don't know why. It just made me laugh with the whole tooth thing. But anyway, I like that. He was really good. He was a believable slave. And then once he starts to learn how to shoot, that was very believable. I liked him. I thought he was really good. When he got angry, he was really believable. I mean, this guy's an Oscar award winner, so you're going to get that style of acting in this movie. I gave him a 5. And mind you, this is the first time me watching this movie, so I didn't have no prior knowledge of Jamie Foxx's work in a Western movie, if he did another Western movie. But I've seen Jamie Foxx's other movies. I wasn't too crazy with the Project Power. I wasn't too crazy with that one. He was good, but the movie wasn't. But with this one, I gave him a 5 as the lead character.
All right. Fair enough. So I'm just a little under you for Jamie Foxx's movie. I gave him a 4. Okay. No, just a little. A 4. I really like him in this movie. My only thing with him is he does play it very well. I agree with you. He's, you know, kind of quiet when he has to be. When he gets, you could tell there's always something simmering underneath. You know what I mean? Which I like. My only thing is, and this we'll get into later on, I just feel like this movie is so well cast that almost everybody overshadows him. Mm. And that's not his fault. It is not his fault at all. He does his best. But you're talking about Oscar winner Leonardo DiCaprio, Oscar winner Christoph Waltz, not an Oscar winner, but Samuel Jackson, who is he's a legend. You know what I mean? He's got a small role, but super memorable. And I just feel like everyone else sticks out a little more, that Django almost, not that he's a side character at all, but he almost gets overshadowed at times. So I gave him a 4. I do think he's a good character. I have a good time. I'm rooting for him, which is most important. I want him to win, all that. It's, you know, but a 4 for me. Okay. All right, now villain, 5. Give me the 5. Listen, Leonardo DiCaprio is my favorite actor working today, period. I love Denzel Washington. He's up in my top 3. Leo is my guy. He's incredible. And this is like, if you think about it, he's not really a villain in many movies. If any, you know, back in the day, Man in the Iron Mask, right? He plays the one jerk brother and he's the hero and the villain in the same movie. But usually he's a good guy. You're rooting for him. Calvin Candy. He's just deliciously evil in this movie. He's that Southern, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken plantation owner, Colonel Sanders. And he is amazing in this movie. He is absolutely amazing in this movie. His acting is great, as per usual. I would expect nothing less. He's horrible. The scene, my favorite, one of my favorite scenes, that scene with Kerry Washington where he slams the table and he's bleeding, real blood. They didn't cut it. Tarantino left it in the movie. He actually cuts his hand, rubs his blood all over Kerry Washington's face, which probably wouldn't fly now in COVID times, but back then they're like, just keep shooting. He goes to the extreme and he's fantastic and he's evil and you want him to die the whole time. I love him. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. So, all right. Man, I don't want to sound like a douche, but I might have to sound like a douche.
Here we go.
The guy wasn't there the whole time in the movie. All right.
True.
But he wasn't there the whole time. So if we're going to talk about main villain, Yeah, I mean, he was great. Phenomenal actor. He was really good. But again, he was not the main... Like, he is the main villain technically, but he wasn't, like, the main villain. Like, he was stopping the heroes because they weren't there for him. They were there for... The goal was to get his wife that was a slave. So... Right. It was hard for me to score this movie because I was like, he's not a villain. He was more of a slave owner, but they had a goal to, it's like a rescue mission. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a weird, I gotta say, out of all the movies that we reviewed, this main villain is like the hardest one for me to score. I gave him a 4, and it's not because of acting. Absolutely not. To me, it's because of screen time. That is just it. He was not throughout the entire movie. He ended up at like 30... Was it the movie was like 2 hours and 44 minutes? So he came in like the hour plus, I believe.
Yeah.
When so,
there's a lot of setup before he shows up. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it was very difficult. Like, yeah, I wanted to give him a 5, but to be honest with you, he's not a villain because he's just a slave owner of his wife that he's trying to do a rescue mission for, to be honest with you. So it was really hard for me. But I love your points, though. He's a great actor, and yeah, you could see everything unfold there, and you could see him when he's angry. It was great. But you got to really think about it. Was he in there the whole movie? No, he's not.
Well, this was the old Hannibal Lecter tour, right? Because if we were doing Silence of the Lambs, I'm giving Hannibal Lecter a 5, but guess what? He's in the screen for like 10 minutes of that whole movie.
And I would have given him a 1.
So good.
No, I'm just joking.
Fair enough. No. You know, like, we have different scoring, but to me, so good when he's there that I gave it, but I understand the 4 100%.
Yeah, no, I would have gave Anthony Hopkins a 5, but I mean, to be honest with you, but I don't know, for me, with Westerns, it's really hard because Westerns, we always see villains.
Yeah.
He's not a villain, but I could see your point as why he's a villain because he is a slave owner.
That automatically makes you a villain.
Yeah, like that's automatically. you know what I mean? Owner. But then again, Christopher Waltz's character owns him as slave anyway. So he's a villain too because he owned Django because they did the contract.
Yes.
He goes, if you help me, I'll set you free. But then, you know, this whole thing. So I seen it once. So again, I don't remember much of the plots or subplots, but for what I remember, Christopher Waltz still owned him until the winter was over. And I don't know if the winter was over, but I think it was because he started to do the clothing and stuff. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. I gave it a 4.
That's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Nope, it's still a good score. So we flip-flopped on the first two. So now action scenes.
All right. So in terms of action, this has not much action. When the action does take off, it is a blood. It takes it to the next level of blood. I was like, all right, this is Quentin Tarantino's, like, I guess that's his trademark with blood, because I was like, okay, the guy shot one.
Bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. I was like, Lord Almighty. I gave it a 4 because it wasn't as much action, but the action did pick up at the end and then towards the end also with the dynamites and all that. But throughout the whole story, you didn't see much action. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just sniping here. Them alluding that they killed all these bounties. But other than that, like, I didn't see much for me to go, oh, wow, this is a 5 out of 5 action galore. But with that said, and I got to be fair, because I think I gave Good, Bad, the Ugly a low score also on action. I didn't give it a 5, a pure 5. I think I gave it a 4.
No, yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. So I got to be on the same range with this because Good and Bad and Ugly is a real Western, and this is more of a different style of Western. It's a modern take of a Western movie, I believe. So I'm going to give it a 4. I liked it, though. Once they were shooting, and I was like, oh, my God. And let me just say something, though. When these dudes are shooting in the corridor, Jamie Foxx is, like, behind a body, and the guy is hitting the guy's kneecap, and then everyone is shooting the guy on the floor. And I'm laughing because I guess that's the comedic tone there at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone was shooting the guy on the
floor. So over the top that it becomes funny.
Yeah, it started to become comical at times. I just thought it was funny. So look, I gave it a 4. But it was
okay. Good. Yeah, no, that's fair. Look, I'm right under you. I gave it a 3. So
holy moly. That's
a 360. So, look, here's the thing. You're right. It is not an action movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie that has a little bit of action in it. You know what I mean? Now, you're absolutely correct as well. Bloodbath, when it hits, always cracks me up when he shoots that lady and she goes flying through.
I totally forgot about that. But yeah, that was, he shot her with one bullet. That was too funny.
That was like Rambo when he shoots the wall and it blows up. This was equivalent. Like one bullet, she goes 30 feet. It's hilarious. You know what I mean? And it's all intentional. Anything Tarantino does is very intentional for a very specific reaction. A lot of that is very comical because it's so over the top. You know what I mean? But when the shootouts are, obviously, they're done extremely well. When they happen, they're filmed extremely well. They look great. Very bloody. But there's just not a lot of action. And if I'm scoring the action, that's my opinion. A three. It's what's there is good, but there's not a lot. All right. Now, storyline, 5 out of 5. This is a major strength of the movie, in my opinion. Besides the cast and the acting, that would be the other major, major strength. The storyline, as written by Quentin Tarantino, is fantastic. It's very easy to follow. You have a slave characters that are separated, and he's trying to go get his wife. That's literally it. His wife is somewhere. He has to learn. Christoph Waltz is, you know, teaches him certain things. He makes him look a certain way. It's almost like My Fair Lady mixed with like a hard Western. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember My Fair Lady, mm-hmm. where he's got to teach her to be a real lady? Yeah. Here, Christoph Waltz is trying to teach him how to be, you know, he gets him the suit and everything like that and trying to teach him to be a little bit more
proper.
Proper, yeah. So it has that mix, which leads to a lot of great, you know, chemistry between him and Christoph Waltz. Great dialogue, of course. But at the end of the day, it's just a guy trying to get to his wife and get his wife back. And I love simple stories that are told very well. You know what I mean? If you don't, it's not overly complicated. There's a bunch of characters you watch, you get invested in, and then the movie's enjoyable. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, look, everything you said is great. Actually, is spot on. I gave it a 5. I was hooked with the storyline. One thing with Westerns, we always talk about this, even covering, does the Western have a good story that hooks the audience? Because, look, you can have all the greatest actors you want in a Western movie. If it ain't good story, you ain't sitting down watching a Western. And you know how boring sometimes Westerns get if there ain't no good story. Yeah. So, right. and the thing is that you can't rely almost on everything action because right. Westerns is more of a story from point A to point B. It's no action.
Right.
Like, it's not an action movie that you could go, you know. I mean, we're going to tackle that with Magnificent Seven. That's a straight action. But
that's an action.
Yeah, that's an action movie. But in terms of this story, it's an excellent story. I thought it was very well written. Quentin Tarantino, again, this is my second or third Quentin Tarantino movie that I've seen. I'm not a big Quentin Tarantino person that watches his movies. I remember telling you that.
Yeah.
So, like, my first one was Kill Bill, which you told me to watch, and then I saw Kill Bill 2. Well, technically, it's my... So I watched those. So, with this one, I liked it. I thought it was a very good one. So, yeah, I gave it a 5.
Right on. All right, so overall, that's you.
Overall, I'm going to say I had fun with this movie. I thought it was very good. The acting was out of this world. Hopefully, again, I don't watch Oscars. I'm not into the whole Oscar thing. Hopefully, they all got nominated on their resume to get at least a nomination for any of this role because there was
Christoph Waltz did. DiCaprio, I don't remember if he did or didn't, and I don't think Jamie Foxx did either. I think Waltz was the only one.
Well, those three deserved it. They were all they all were believable. They were very good. They all had chemistry with each other on screen. The storyline was very well. Even his wife, I forgot her name. I know she's a big actress.
Kerry Washington.
She's very good. She was very believable too. Even when they had her in the hole and she was naked, a little boob action there too. And I was like, whoa. But but honestly, I love the action. I mean, it was way over the top for us, but it was very Dead or Alive, Peter Jackson blood scenes. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen that movie? When they guys
Dead Alive. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
buckets of blood everywhere.
Yeah, buckets of blood everywhere. So I love that. I love the story. I thought it was great directed too. And I love the fact that he was in the movie. That made it even funnier. So with that said, I gave it a 4.5. It's not a perfect movie in my eyes. I know Quentin Tarantino fans would think this is the best thing. For me, it's a 4.5, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think it's a 4.5. And I will buy this if it ever comes out in 4K. Like this will be in my physical copy when it comes out. I'm not going to get the digital. I'm going to get the actual 4K of this. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Look, I love this movie. It's not my favorite Tarantino movie either. I know a lot of people put this as their favorite. I honestly could say he's only directed 9 films. So it's probably towards the middle for me, but the middle of Tarantino is still great. I think all of his movies are, his worst movie is very good, and the rest are great, pretty much, in my opinion. So even though it'd be in the middle, I do enjoy it quite a bit. I gave it a 4. I think I gave it an 8. I might have written a review back when I blogged, back in the you know, when this came out. I think it's good. I do like a lot of the Tarantino staples are here. Sometimes in this movie, they don't work. So one thing Tarantino does extremely well, not only is his dialogue great, his soundtracks are great. But some of the music choices in this movie were a little weird to me. And I get why he made them, but like having like Rick Ross come on during
the hip hop,
it doesn't fit. Yeah, it doesn't fit the period at all. I think you could have gotten songs that sound, even though they're modern, maybe they sound more like they would fit in a Western. So while I get it, I didn't love some of the music choices in this movie. And again, you know who I love in this movie though? Samuel Jackson. He steals every single scene he's in. He's so hilarious in this movie as the angry. He's like super angry. I love pissed off characters. Y'all know it. He's very pissed off all the time in this movie. So again, cast is great. Dialogue's great. It's well shot. I gave it a 4 out of 5. So that leads us to our totals.
It's very interesting because I went a point higher than you, and you watched this more than I did. But
yeah, I mean, I've seen it more times. Yeah. But you know what it is? And you know what's cool too? This is a Western, but it's really, I think they described it as like a Southern, right? It's like the first, because it's set in the South.
It is.
Not set in the West.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has all the Western tropes. You know what I mean? So it is essentially a Western. You got guys on horsebacks. You got, you know, a lot of shooting. And it is a Western movie, not in the West. Essentially. So 4 for me. So total points. That leaves me with a 4, a 5, a 3, a 5, and a 4. That is 21 out of 25. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I think it is a great movie. I think it's a great movie. And I always like watching it.
Yeah, look, for me, this is a 22.5. I'm like a point and a half higher than you, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, and again, well, between the two, I love Westerns. I know you're starting to get into the Western genre. So, like for me, I don't know. It's just something about this movie. And you were right, because you're the one who recommended this to me even before we did the whole putting it up on the poll. And you were right. Yeah. This was up my alley in terms of storyline and the action. I do love some over the top actions, and I do love serious actions, but you got to have the blend of both worlds when you're watching action movies. So I recommend you, dude. You did a great job. You kind of starting to know my taste in action movies with Quick.
Exactly. Was it
the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, the Reindeer Games, Dango Unchained. Yeah. So
Kill Bill was another one. Kill Bill 1.
Yeah. Not 2. One. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's okay. 2 is not, is barely any action.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling I kind of, when I watch something, I'll be like, I think you might like this movie.
Yeah.
Amongst my friends, I'm known as that guy who can like kind of tell if they're going to like something.
Oh, and Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. Terminator Salvation.
Terminator Salvation. Yeah, that's right.
You're going to like it, man. So right on. So I'll try to keep that in mind in future recommendations. But anyway, that is our Django Unchained review. So again, next week, we will have 2 more reviews. We are going to have Lethal Weapon 2. And then we are going to have wrap up our Westerns with The Magnificent Seven, the remake, starring Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke. Another great cast. Lots of action in that one, if my memory serves
me
correct.
One had a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. I haven't seen it since the theater, so I'm looking forward to watching that one again. Then next month, we are moving on to, I believe, is it Stallone or Statham? One of them. We're going to be covering a whole bunch of movies from one of those guys, Jason Statham or Sylvester Stallone. So I'll let you know next week. Looking forward to doing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking forward to those two because I remember I haven't seen much of Jason Statham besides the Expendables and the one Transporter movie. I never seen 2 and 3, but I seen one of those, and it's funny because I own 2 and 3. So how funny is that? I never got to see.
I like the Transporter. I love Jason Statham. I think he's great.
No, he's a great actor. I just feel like he plays the same damn character.
He does.
So
but it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. He's like a fun character. But other than that, yeah. Anyway, if you want to follow us on social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews, or check out his podcast with him and his friends, NateFlix Movie Reviews, over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Levels of Geeks, check out our website, our central hub of the Levels of Geeks, whether it's the community or you want to be down and you want to get to the merch, www.levelsofgeeks.com. You want to check out our social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. That's pretty much it right now. It's Levels of yep. Geeks there too. Other than that, that is your Nate. That is your Nate. That is your host.
I am
Nate.
Your Nate.
Yes, I am your Nate. Nate the Newt. That is Nate, and I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.